Yes.
Morning. Today's our anointing service. It's actually our first anointing service here. Praise the Lord, right? Is it the second? I think it's the first. It's the first here. Praise the Lord.
It's the second. We didn't do it, but it's the second.
But we didn't do it. That's the first one that we are doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Praise the Lord. The first one that we are doing. Praise the Lord. You know, I didn't talk about it. I think, you know, because, well, we thank God for it. I believe that some of you waited and, you know, you want to pray. And God is going to answer us today in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Our minds, we have to hear the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, let's just thank God for keeping us to see today. For keeping us to see. This is the third Sunday in the month. The month of July. The seventh month. Hallelujah. The month that the Lord has ordained to do a new thing in our life. The month that the Lord has ordained to perfect everything that concerns us in the name of Jesus. The Lord kept us for a purpose, and that purpose will be established. Begin to open your mouth and thank God. But most of them do not wake up. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor in the name of Jesus. You are Alpha, your neighbor. Thank God that you are alive. Thank God that your children are alive. Thank God that, you know, we are not mourning. Thank God that we are not in the hospital. Hallelujah. You know, somebody, they were telling me, yes, the one of my classmates in the high school, she passed yesterday morning. It was quite shocking to everyone. But thank God that we are alive. I believe that she has fulfilled her purpose. Hallelujah. But we thank God that God is giving us, you know, time because he has something for us to do in the name of Jesus. Let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to appreciate him. For this seventh month, what I like the Lord, this month is over. Hallelujah. It's almost gone. Hallelujah. But we thank God that we are alive. The King of Kings, the one that holds our life in his hands, the one that can kill and create in the twinkling of an eye, the one that cannot be neglected. You cannot neglect God. You cannot put God in a box. You cannot confine God to his space. Hallelujah. You said the earth is his footstool. So we cannot confine him to his space. Hallelujah. He's God. The name of Jesus never fades. Kings come and they go. But the name of Jesus lives forever. And our God lives forever. The same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. The one that has no end, the one that has no beginning. Let's begin to appreciate his goodness. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We give you all the glory. Thank you, Father.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before. Oh my soul. Worship your holy.
Thank you.
That the name of Jesus is the name that when we call it, every knee bow. Just begin to worship. Father, we thank you. At your name, every knee will bow, every mountain. We become plain in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for that name. We thank you, Lord, for the new thing that you will do in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your grace upon our life. We thank you for your mercy that has kept us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name with your glory. Hallowed be your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that we are here, Lord, because you have ordained us to be here in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray, Lord, that we will not live here the same way in the name of Jesus. You've been with us from the beginning, oh Lord, of this service, oh Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you for the Sunday school. We thank you, Lord, for the prayer administration, oh Lord. We thank you for the prayers, oh Lord. Father, we give you all the glory. We thank you at this time, oh Lord. Let your name be glorified in the name of Jesus. Father, you will anoint us afresh in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. We thank you for everyone online. We thank you for everyone that is here. We thank you for those that are fellowshiping us for the first time, oh Lord, that Lord will visit them in the name of Jesus. Father, visit us this morning in Jesus' mighty name. And let your name alone be glorified and let testimony abound in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just one or two persons and say, you're welcome to the presence of God. I want you to tell somebody against that. Say, let go and let God. Let go and let God. Because God is about to do a new thing in your life. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. You're all welcome to the presence of God. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. And his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So we know that this month, the theme of this month is, what is the theme of this month? A new thing. Hallelujah. So the Lord will do a new thing. That's why the theme of our anniversary is a new beginning of his glory. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are starting a new beginning of his glory in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In our life, we experience a new beginning of his glory. In our family, in our finance, we experience a new beginning of his glory in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. So today, the topic is let's go and let God.
Hallelujah.
Let go and let God. There are so many things that we have to let go in our lives. Hallelujah. Sometimes we are holding on to too much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let go and let God. The one that is our help. You know, I want to read that to Psalm 121, 1 to 5 in New Living Translation. Let go and let God. What that means that let God be the center of your focus. Hold on to God in times of any circumstances, in times of any situation. Let go of those things that are holding you down. Let go of those things, you know, that are making you not to see the goodness of God. Let go of those things that are not making you serving God the way you should. Hallelujah. Because in doing his will, you will become blessed. In doing his will, you enjoy the newness and the faithfulness of God. Hallelujah. So let go of that thing. Holding us from moving forward. Holding us from going to where God has proposed us to be. Holding us from fulfilling our purpose. Hallelujah. You know, those things that are holding us down, they allow the devil to hold us down the more. Praise the Lord. And that will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. He said, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord which made heaven and earth. Is this New Living Translation?
No.
Hallelujah. New Living Translation. Hallelujah. It is?
No.
Okay, you don't have it? Okay, let me, somebody can read it for me. You have the New Living Translation. I like what the New Living Translation now is.
I will look up to the mountains. Does my help come from there? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. He will not let you stumble. The one who
Hallelujah. Hold on then. He said, we'll not let you what? Stumble. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He will not let us what? Stumble. The one who watches. Thank you so much. The one who watches over you will not slumber. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will not let us stumble. He does not sleep. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We know the fake gods, they sleep, right? They don't even have any sense of any rest, but they don't even know anything. They are dead, but we still, some people still worship them. But we serve a God that never sleep nor slumber. Hallelujah. He will never let us stumble. Go ahead. For indeed, he who watches over Israel never slumbers or sleep. The Lord himself watches over you. Hallelujah. He watches over you. So why do you worry? Why are you still holding on to that thing that is holding you back? Why are you still holding on to that barrier that is making you not to move forward? That in not just in your career, not just in, you know, in your marriage, not just in, but in your spiritual life too. Hallelujah. He said, the Lord himself watches over you. The Lord stands beside you as your protective shade. He stands what? Beside us at our what? Protective shade. That is what, who the Lord is to us. Praise the Lord. So why would we not let go of those things that are holding us captive? Praise the Lord. Why will we not let go? When we are talking about the new thing, we're not just saying, oh, okay, I bought a new shoe. You know, the children, their own new thing is, we bought ice cream. Their own new thing might be different. You bought a toy for me. But they're excited about that. But the new thing that God is going to do is something that will glorify his name. That when people see it, indeed, they will know. When God was talking in Isaiah 43, verse 18 to 19. He was telling them of a great thing that when people see, they will know that you have been broken before, but now people will know that indeed I am with you, lifting you up. Hallelujah. You know, lifting you up from that barrier, from that captivity that you are in. So that was the new thing. When God does a new thing, you know, people know that it is God that has done it. People know it will cause men to come. It will cause your glory to arise. It will cause your light to shine. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says the Lord stands with us to protect as a protective word, shade. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. You know, let it go. And let God will turn around that thing. Hallelujah. In John 16:33, Jesus already assures us that he has won the victory for us. John 16:33. Hallelujah. Today's our anointing service. What are you believing God for? You know, each time, the Bible says that when David was anointed, you know, something happened to him. From that moment, the Spirit of God came upon him. How many of us are praying that God Let there be a difference. Let your spirit rest upon me today. Let your spirit rest upon me today like never before. In the name of Jesus. That is my prayer for you today. That's my prayer for myself today. That God touch me today. Touch me one more time. You know, the Bible says it just, it said, I have told you all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrow, but take heart because I have overcome the world. The one that has the power to overcome. So why are we still holding on to that thing? Hallelujah. Let go and let God in the name of Jesus. We have to look onto the hills. When those things come, they're trying to pull us down. You know, the problems doesn't just pull you down financially, but spiritually it pulls you down because the devil doesn't want you to be in that place that God wants us to be. He doesn't want us to serve God. Hallelujah. So that's why God has already overcome for us. That's why I say I stay as a protective shade for you. Hallelujah. When there is trouble, God will always be there to deliver you. If you believe, hallelujah. The reason why we will not let go is because we don't believe. Hallelujah. You know, God is looking to do a new thing, but we are holding to the past and afraid to move forward. I understand that we are human. Sometimes problems. But when we know where we are going, when we know, that's why Paul said what he said, Philippians 3, 14 to 15. Let's read that. Philippians 3, 14 to 15. He said, I press to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us. Let all who are spiritually mature agree on these things. If you disagree on some point, I believe God will make it plain to you. Praise the Lord. Besides, press. I'm not looking to what is going on. I'm not looking to what my past, I'm not looking to what has happened. Hallelujah. That's why the prison gate, the gate was opened for him. Hallelujah. Because he was not just looking at where he is, that he's captured, that he's being held captive. No. He's looking at his God. He's looking on to where his help is coming from because he knows that his help is not. That he knows that men are limited. Man is limited. He knows that he himself cannot jump out of that prison yet, but that there's a God that saves. There's a God that can turn things around for him. And God did it in the name of Jesus. God will do it in your life too in the name of Jesus. So Joseph, with all that his brother did to him too, he let go of all that. If he was holding on to those things that the brother, you know, sometimes when people, that kind of a thing for your own brother, Lord, to sell you to slavery. You know what that means? You hold that. Some people will hold this for that. It's just too much. I don't know what to say. When people come, that's what we dwell in. It makes us not to move forward. Spiritual, all otherwise. If he had held on to that, he wouldn't move forward. He would be a slave throughout his life. I'm telling you. He would have been a slave. But Joseph had to let go of those things. Because he knew what God, where God was taking him. God is taking us somewhere. It's as many that believe in him. Hallelujah. They will reign with him. They are the sons of God. Praise the Lord. So let go of those things. If anybody has hurt you, forget about that thing. Pray for the person. Hallelujah. It's not easy, but you can pray. Or look unto the hills. Hallelujah. Because that thing is going to take you to where God is taking you to. That thing will take you to your purpose. If Joseph was not sold as slave into Egypt, do you know what would have become? When there was famine, who would have helped them? Praise the Lord. Sometimes that thing is supposed to move us forward. God is using that thing to move us. But we are still holding on and keeping holding grudge with the person and say, you did this to me. But that person took you. God used that thing to take you on. The person will think that, I've destroyed this person's destiny. But does not know that they are taking you up. Praise the Lord. Taking you to your purpose. Hallelujah. Let go. Tell somebody, let go and let God. Hallelujah. Amen. So he thought about what the brother did to him because he knew he cannot change his situation, but only God can cause him to have a new beginning. He knew he cannot change it. There's a certain situation that you cannot change, no matter what, no matter the plugs that you pull, no matter who you know, there's a certain situation you can't change, but God can do it. Hallelujah. He will cause somebody to do it. Because he's right there as a protective word, shade for us. He's the only one that has the power to do that new thing. And God will do it in the name of Jesus. You know, we can read that in Genesis 39, 4 to 6. You know, the reason why he found favor was because he let go of those things. He let go of those things. He didn't pay them mind, even though I'm sure the devil will be bringing it. You know, when somebody does something to you or, you know, problems, you'll be thinking, the devil will bring him more things. You know, some people just be dead for life, holding on to that thing. From generation to generation, they will never talk to that family. They will tell their children, don't talk to that family. They are bad. We've seen cases like that where you see this family doesn't talk to brothers and sisters, they'll tell their children not to talk to that one's children. It goes on and on like that. You know. But they don't know that. Maybe this one's child is the one that God has planted to take that one's child. God will help us in the name of Jesus. Genesis 39, 4 to 6. Let's read that. Joseph was favored because Joseph's eyes was not on that. It was not on where he was coming from. The brothers were not there for him to even see. Talking of thinking of that. Thinking of those things doesn't help him. Hallelujah. You know, Joseph's life pleased Potiphar so that he made Joseph his personal attendant. He put him in charge of his entire household and everything he owned. That is a new thing, a chapter of his life that God started for him to be in charge, somebody that has been a slave, somebody that has been put in captivity. But God started that new thing in his life to put him in charge. That was the beginning of great thing in his life. Hallelujah. Do not neglect that little beginning where God is taking you from. Do not let anything, any baggage, stop you from going to greater heights that God has prepared for you. Hallelujah. You know, from the day Joseph was put in charge of his master's household and property, the Lord began to bless Potiphar's house. The man knew that there is grace upon this child's life. There is grace. Hallelujah. There is grace. So look up to the hills and let go of that thing. Let go of that thing that will draw us back. The devil loves to put barrier. He loves to put us in captivity. But God is saying, I'm your protective shield. I never sleep. I never slumber. You can be sleeping at night, but I am there to be your protective word. Here. Hallelujah. So let's go on. Hallelujah. So let us be very careful. You know, I love something that Joyce Meyer says. Either we will spend our lives trying to take care of ourselves, or we will let go and let God take care of us as we put our faith and trust in Him. He said, either we will spend our lives trying to take care of ourselves, or we will let go and let God take care of us as we put our faith and trust in Him. Hallelujah. Can we take care of ourselves? You know, sometimes we don't care for our children, we care for them. But as they're growing up, you'll be wondering what is going on. Hallelujah. Let us commit them into God's hands. We cannot protect them too well. It's only God that has the power to protect them. You don't go with them to school. You don't know what happens there. Usually those in college, you don't know what happens there. They can do anything. But God's grace will not disappoint you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Them, because he said he will not put us to shame. Hallelujah. God will never put us to shame concerning our children in the name of Jesus. So we owe them that responsibility of praying for them, like I said before. Let go and let go. You think that Joseph just started this thing? It's something that has been going on in his house, his family. And God began to open his eyes to see, was giving him dreams of what he was going to listen to do. Some of us here, God is talking to us. God is talking to us. But there are so many obstacles that are coming. And we're almost frustrated and say, is it true? Can God even help me? Can God even help me? God is still God. Whatever he says, he will do it. If he did it in Joseph's life, he will do it in your life. So let go of those things. Look unto him. Hold on to him, the one that never fails, the one that can stand. You know, it's closer to us than the clothes that we're wearing. Hallelujah. The one that knows our head. He knows our head, though. Tell somebody, God knows your head.
God knows your
head. Hallelujah. He knows what you're going through. Tell the person. He knows what you're going through.
He knows what.
You know, when we wear this clothes, nobody will know what I'm going through now. You just receive me. Oh, Pastor is so. He's looking nice, but you don't know what is in that nice. Honestly, you don't know what is inside. You don't know what people are going through. But let go and let go. You can't go to hold on to that thing and say, oh, no. Hallelujah. Our light must shine. We have to arise. Problems will come, but they will not consume us. Because the one that protects us is right by us. Hallelujah. So we must let go and be focused. But the devil doesn't want us to focus on God. God will help us in the name of Jesus. So when it comes to trusting God to take care of me, to provide for me, to handle all of these overwhelming circumstances, there's a real sense in which I'm called to let go and God handle everything. Hallelujah. You know, we cannot do anything on our own. We have to let go and let God. When the situation, you don't wait for the situation to become too bad, always look at him and say, God, take control. Take control. In any way that you can pray, there's no particular way to pray. Open your mouth. If it's in your language, open your mouth and pray. You know, some people can, you know, some in English, there's no adjective to qualify what they want to say. So they can really say it in their language. Say, God hears every language. Praise the Lord. So there's no particular way. God will answer you when we call him. He answers. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us not be anxious for nothing. Let us cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us in the name of Jesus. I want to also look at even Jabez himself. Jabez cried unto God. Hallelujah. Jabez was somebody, he cried unto God, 1 Chronicles 4:10. He says, and Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh God, that thou wouldest bless me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. He realized that. He realized the name that I was given. I'm a man of sorrow. God help me. God help me. He didn't go there and start saying, oh, you know, sometimes we go and tell people to go and tell somebody that will cause mislead us. Hallelujah. God will help us in the name of Jesus. David realized that I called unto God and God helped him. In Judges 10, let's look at 2 Kings 25. And also I'm going to read Judges 10 to 18. I'm not going to read all of them, but when the Israelites, they cried unto God and God answered them. God answered them. Hallelujah.
2 Kings 20, verse 5.
Yes.
20, verse
5. Hallelujah. And also Judges 10 to 8. Okay, I think I should.
2 Kings 20. From
Second, if you are there, just read for me. Hallelujah. God is good. And all the time. He says, go back to Hezekiah, the leader of my people. Tell him, this is what the Lord, the God of your ancestors, David, says. I have heard your prayer and seen your tears. I will heal you. And 3 days from now, hallelujah, you will go out of bed and go to the temple of the Lord. Hallelujah. There is nothing that God cannot do. While he was crying, he wasn't just crying and saying, oh my God, why is this? Why is that? But he was talking to God. He was talking to God. The same thing Job did. Job was not moved by what was going on. He was moved by the word of God, by who God is. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we must learn to trust in him and hold on to him. Have faith in him. Have faith. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. And it's in pleasing God that our life is changed. And it's in pleasing God that we enjoy the new thing that God will do. Because the truth is that this new thing is not just about you. It's about God fulfilling his promise. It's about God changing stories. It's about God showing forth his glory. Hallelujah. It's about God bringing people to himself. Because when God does new things, people will say, some people will testify for yourself. Hallelujah. You know, I pray that the Lord will do a new thing that people will learn, that indeed our God is a great God in the name of Jesus. Judges 10 2. You know, that was God talking to Hezekiah. He was sick, but God, you know, because he inquired of God. Hallelujah. 10. From 10. Amen.
10:10.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Finally, they cried out to the Lord for help, saying, we have sinned against you because we have abandoned you as our God. And I've set the images of God. They cried unto God. Hallelujah. How many times did we say, God, I know I'm functioning with the glory. I need you to answer me. Help me. Forgive me my sin. So finally, they cried out to the Lord for help. Go to 11. And God is a God that answered it by fire. He's a God that answered it. Do you know that there are some people that when problem comes, they don't want to do anything. They don't want to try it again. They don't want to even move forward. They don't say anything. They believe that, oh, the heavens are closed against me. I don't need to move forward. Hallelujah. Because you have failed that exam once doesn't mean that you cannot make it. Hallelujah. You know, the Lord replied, did I not rescue you from the Egyptians, the Ammonites, and the Amorites and the Ammonites, the Philistines? God was reminding them, did I not? The Sidonians, the Amalekites, God did that. When they oppressed you, you cried out to them for help, and I rescued you. In our case, there are so many things that the Lord has rescued us from accident. Some of us drive to long distances. We travel with our kids, our children travel. But God has kept them. So when problems come, why can't you use that and say, God, you have done this for me before. You will do it again. Hallelujah. Our God answers prayer. So let go and let God. The Israelites realize that, no, we have to let go of this and call on our God. That's why they called on God. And God reminded them, I've done this before. Why won't I do it again? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
And also the woman with the issue of blood. One thing that I like about her is that we know that the Jewish custom, when a woman is seeing her period for 5 days, is it 5 days? She cannot be with the people. She cannot come to the temple. She cannot even be with among the people. She has to separate herself and him. But God, this woman, 12 years, she decided to let go. Say, if I could just touch the hand, that was letting go there. Forgetting about what was going on. I've seen who I think will help me. I've seen who I know that will help me. The doctors could not help me. I'm going to let go of this thing. Forget about this. Let me touch it. Let me, you know, that was faith. That was believing. Letting go of that thing that has kept her captive. If she had not let go, she would have still been there. I don't know what they will say. I don't know. I don't have to go there. You know, people will see me. They will say I'm smelly. They will say, you know, we are just saying issue of blood. Well, you know, some people, in that issue of blood, there are a lot of things that are associated with it, pains and so much things. You know, she's the only one that can describe it. But she was able to let go and allow God. Some of us, we just hold on to that. And I don't know what people will say. Some people will not even go out of their house again. Let me just die. There's no need. But she put that aside. I said, no, if I can just touch. I see that they say it's the man that heals. So if I can just touch, if I can just, that was faith. That was believing and letting go of that thing that was holding and captive. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. So let us let go and let God do it in the name of Jesus. Philippians 4 says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication, return to them, let your request be made known to God. The only one that can help us. Prayers. Jabez prayed. Hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood, believed, had faith. Hallelujah. Let us believe the God that has called us. Prayer is very important. Thanking Him for everything that He has done in our lives, even for the past. Your waking up is not by your power, it's not by your might, it's by His grace. So let us, you know, be prayerful and thankful and have faith in God, and God will do it in the name of Jesus. So that is my conclusion of the matter, that we should, in everything that we should pray, let go of those things and pray. Do not hold on those things. The devil wants us to hold on to it so that we will not move forward. Hallelujah. Because when you hold on to that thing, it becomes a barrier that you cannot move forward. But God is saying, let go and let me take control. You are not, if you are the one in charge of your life, there will be crisis. But Jesus, if Jesus is in charge, you will rise. Hallelujah. He will give you peace of mind. Hallelujah. Let's rise on our feet this morning. We want to pray that the Lord will touch us. Today's our anointing service. With our anointing service, we want to pray that God will touch us. I want us to sing this song.
Touch me one more time, oh Lord. Touch me one more time. Touch me one more time, oh Lord.
I want us to pray. Says in Psalm 62, verse 11, said, God has spoken once, twice, and by heard this, that power belongs to God. I want to pray this morning and say, Father, everything that will hinder me from enjoying the manifestation of your power, remove from my life in the name of Jesus. Because the thing that will hinder us will not allow us to let go of those things that will hold us down. We want to pray this morning. Begin to open your mouth and say, Father, anything that will hinder me from enjoying the manifestation of your power, Father, remove from my life in the name of Jesus. Remove from my life in the name of Jesus. Remove from my life in the name of Jesus every hindrance to enjoying the manifestation of your power, every hindrance from seeing the manifestation of your power in my life, in my family, in my job, in the church. Father, remove in the name of Jesus every hindrance, every barrier in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. And we're also going to pray. Oh Lord God of Israel, manifest your power in my life in the name of Jesus. Joseph was favored because God manifested his power. The favor of God was the manifestation of God's power. Hallelujah. That favor was the manifestation of God's power upon his life. Hallelujah. We want to pray that Father, manifest your power in my life. Oh Lord, God of Israel, manifest your power in my life. Manifest your power in the church. Manifest your power in my family in the name of Jesus. Let your glory be seen, oh Lord. In my life, let your glory be seen, oh Lord. In my family, let your glory be seen, oh Lord. In my marriage, let your glory be seen, oh Lord. In my kingdom, let your glory be seen, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, in my life, oh Lord. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, oh Lord. Beside you, there is no God that can save. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new in my life. Oh, do something new.
In the name of Jesus, Father, we are believing you that you will do something new in our lives. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, you are Alpha, you are Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end. We have the house of our own, oh Lord. Father, Lord, except you build the house, the people that build it, except you plant those seeds, they will die. They will go to man. What is the thing? We thank you, Lord, because you have our protection shield. You never sleep or slumber concerning us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Our help in times of need. Thank you, Father. The solid rock upon which we stand. Thank you, Jesus. Father, Lord, as we are anointed. Anoint us afresh today in the name of Jesus. Anoint us afresh in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Father, oh Lord, I pray, Lord, even as our anointing day, let your anointing rest upon us. Let your anointing rest upon everyone. In the name of Jesus. Let every joke of the book, let every burden of the church, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Those of you home, so you are praying here, you are praying for your so that the Lord will manifest his power, even as we are anointing. They are not going to come up with us and fresh. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I think I'm going to go around. Hallelujah. But this is what we do with the church of the Lord. Well, we have a day in every month for anointing service. We believe as we anoint that God is anointing us to preach in the name of Jesus. I pray that the Lord, if that's anointing you, that the Lord, the anointing of God, you know, I went for the convention. Most of the time, when I go to the convention, always you get the only points you want to put there, and then to pray. I pray that as we anoint you, the Spirit of God will come upon us in the name of Jesus. But I still under the grace that is upon me in the name of Jesus. So anoint you. The glory of God will come upon us in Jesus' name. So I'm going to go around and just anoint because our time is not spent. Hallelujah.
Soon as I started
running
out of the storm, I soon as I stop worrying, worrying about the storms, I let go of my heart. And then God lifts me. I'm
So don't begin to open your mouth and just thank God. Thank God for his word. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for the new thing that was over. Thank you, Jesus. Begin to thank him. Let's begin to thank God. The Bible says that when he was anointed, something happened to him from that moment. From that moment, he began to enjoy the power of God. Marika da Sababa. There was nothing that he could not do. Ah, Marika, every possibility will become possible for him in the name of Jesus. Marika, thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' mighty name of God. I told us to pray for ourselves. The thing that we have been anointed, let there be healing. Let us testify of his healing in our lives in the name of Jesus. Begin to open your mouth. Marika, in the name of Jesus. In every area that I'm seeing, let me be able to open your mouth. That thing that the doctors have announced to you, that you cannot get healed, that there's no way out. Just begin to open your mouth and say, God, there is nothing that you cannot do. There is nothing that you cannot do. When Ezekiel prayed, the Lord answered him, and the Lord healed him. The Lord gave him more years to live. Father, there is nothing impossible for God to do. My pastor, when David asked God, God changed his name. God changed his life around and blessed him. God enlarged his post. What are you believing God for today? God can do it. God can enlarge your post. It does not matter how little that is. It does not matter how little your beginning is. If you believe, the Bible said the Lord will bless you. The work of our hands. Ah, hallelujah. The Lord will bless the work of our hands in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want us to pray this last prayer before I go.
Every gate that has been closed against my death, Heavenly Father, let them begin to open. In the name of, by reason of your power, let them begin to open. Every gate that has been closed against my destiny, every gate that has been closed against my children's destiny, every gate that has been closed against my death, Father, let them begin to open. By reason of your power, by your anointing, in the name of Jesus, let them begin to open. Let them begin to open. Let them begin to open in the name of Jesus. Let them begin to open in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name with this glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, we bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Father, Lord, we thank you for today's anointing service. We thank you for today's anointing, Lord. Because we know, Lord, that Lord, you will turn things around for us in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that today, oh Lord, you will take us to greater heights in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, we know today, Lord, every hindrance in our life is broken in the name of Jesus. Every sickness in our body, Father, in the name of Jesus, is healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, because it's by your power, it's by the manifestation of your spirit. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go, let your presence go with us in the name of Jesus. Let testimony abound concerning our lives in the name of Jesus. That thing that has been difficult, Father, Lord, you cause it, oh Lord, to be easy for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.